man, this is exciting, Chad.
Yes, it's fantastic. We've got a pretty good Nashville comedy scene. The problem is nobody cares.
Hey, that's not true. We have a fantastic audience. Let's hear the audience go crazy.
Yay.
Yeah.
So people do care,
absolutely.
It turns out. And we're trying to broadcast some stuff so we get a little more people out.
You know there's only three people there, right?
Right, but it'll
three
grow.
Three loud people.
It'll
three
grow.
Smart people. Three attractive people. And
can I just say something, Chad?
No,
you know,
I don't think so.
You could have made it a hell of a lot bigger if you'd have just kept your mouth shut.
Well, that's true. Now you sound like my mom, so I feel at home now. This is great.
Outstanding.
Worthless.
What's
both of you, great faces for radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I was born to do this.
I was actually born to do directing, editing, but I've been
behind
asked to
the
do
scenes
this.
Work.
Yes, yes. I'm better behind a curtain, which hurts my comedy.
That's unfortunate. Well, we do have a lot of hilarious comedy coming up because we've got a bunch of funny people in this town.
Oh, this is an incredible scene, Chad, filled with mirth makers. I mean, there has to be at least
half a dozen
four
people.
To seven. Comics
three.
In this town, and
right.
and we're going to showcase all of them tonight.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. Let's get started.
So we only go 1 week with this show.
Yeah,
that's right.
I was going to
yes.
say, how many times are we going to be on the air?
Yeah, that's right.
So we got to do this for 2 hours?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem fair to us or to the viewers. Is that the word?
Yeah, they're, that's because they yeah. can see us.
As, yes, I'm drunk. So let's play a clip.
So the first thing I got, I think, is appropriate, I believe, because this is from the godfather of Nashville comedy, Mr. Tim Northern.
Yeah, Tim. Yes. Yeah.
Tim's cool, man.
Yeah.
So let's
He's
go ahead and
black.
Play that.
Rest is ghost. And
that's not right.
This one kid was like, look, y'all, look.
What track is
that's
that?
The Ku Klux Klan right there. I hated that dude, man. With a passion that burns. Man, we were poor, man. We lived next to this, like, Amish family. They were Amish. His father used to take us to school sometimes. You know, he used to get in the horse, that little carriage thing, and that horse riding to school. One time, the horse just stopped in the middle of the street. He said, what's wrong? He said he was out of grass. Damn, man. I bought some cotton balls the other day. I was like, man, I need some cotton balls. So I bought some. Got them home, I opened them up. They were packed in aspirin. I got a brother. Man, I got a brother that's a midget. He's a little dude. Little bitty dude, man. He's cool. My mother had problems during childbirth. They had to give a lowercase C-section. It was, that was crazy. A bitty small C-section. I used to stay up late at night trying to read until I found out that I was illiterate. It messed me up, man. I wasn't even prepared for that, man. So I took a class. I learned to read. I read a pretty good book, rather long book, called The Dictionary. And I don't want to spoil it for those who haven't read it. But it's about this aardvark. Who wound up in the zoo. I got a friend, man, my friends, man, crazy. I went to school with a set of Siamese twins that were joined at the hands. They were unbeatable at Red Rover. And I'm glad y'all liked that one, man. Told that joke one time, there was a set of Siamese twins in the audience. They were pissed. In fact, they were beside themselves. After the show, I heard one of them say, "Go ahead, hit it, man. I got your back." I got my ass kicked that night, man. I didn't see that third arm just came out of nowhere. I was like, some of these twins do not fight fair. So y'all be careful. Twins. All right, I got a snort. I appreciate that. Yeah. Snort it for me. Let's go. I met the guy that invented the snooze alarm. I kicked him in his ass. Then I did it again. Nine minutes later. You deserve that, man.
Yes!
Tim Northern.
Tim Northern, ladies and gentlemen. Love me some Tim Northern.
Love that guy.
A staple, Star Search finalist,
yeah.
And one of the greats. One of the national
awesome
greats.
Awesome dude, man. Sorry, we started that track kind of halfway into it. That's entirely Jesse's fault.
Sure, I'll take responsibility for that, sure.
Good job. Hey. Tim's great, man. And one thing about Tim is, like, he's helped every single person in this room
absolutely.
With their comedy. There's no doubt about that. And so we all love him to death.
Absolutely.
And we all imitate him
yeah.
because he's
yeah,
awesome.
Man.
Tim's cool, man.
He does a lot of traveling, man.
Yeah.
A lot of traveling.
A lot of people will do, like, a Tim Northern joke. Like, they'll get up and they'll be like, "Hey, here's my Tim Northern joke of the week. Hoot, hoot, hoot."
It's a delightful in-joke for that entertains dozens.
Dozens of people at a time, as does this broadcast.
There's no way dozens of people are listening.
Yeah, that's really cocky.
We'll check that.
We're being really cocky.
Anybody want to do a Tim Northern joke?
Sure, I'll do one. I'll shoot.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I went to this movie. And it starred Bruce Willis, a nickel, and a penny. It's called The Sixth Sense. See, cause a nickel. Penny. Love y'all, all right.
Jesse Perry's Tim Northern
joke. All right, yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm so proud of myself.
You should be. I've got one. This is actually an impression of Tim Northern if he was not a comedian, if instead he was a rapper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every Tim Northern joke has to start off with, yeah.
Yeah.
Love y'all. Throw your hands in the air and wave them as if you had no particular preference. That's it.
That's fantastic. That was astonishingly
Tim Northern
good.
As a rapper.
Oh, man. That was
That's what you did last night. That's why you couldn't go out, right?
That's right.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Chad Ryden breaking ground.
Dude.
That is hot.
You'll hear that every time I open my mouth.
That is hot.
Mm.
So, BW, do you have a Tim Northern joke?
Yeah. Yeah, I do a lot of traveling. Yeah. Love y'all. I was in Oregon, and I meet a lot of people, right? Yeah. And I met these cannibals, see, and I was hanging out, and we were, you know, smoking dope, yeah. And they started talking about people and who they like to eat. And they said, yeah, we never eat clowns. And I was like, why not? And they said, because they taste funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was outstanding.
Thank you.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Too bad we didn't rehearse this at all.
Yeah.
But they can't tell.
Yeah, exactly. We're too smooth to let that on. Mm-hmm. So well, play it off, shake it off.
Transition.
Now, we were trying to get a hold of Tim, and I believe that we were not able to.
Well, maybe Tim will call us here in a few minutes and grace us.
He's probably with a lady.
He loves the ladies.
It's outstanding. Before we go on, I do want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank Gertner's Unsalted Crackers. They're extreme! And also the Struggling Musicians Council, reminding you that we're drunk and we need a place to crash. And Nike.
Also,
we're going to get letters.
Our the main sponsor that we have, of course, Fresca.
That's good drinking.
Grapefruit flavored beverage. Fresca!
That's good drinking!
You're darn tootin'.
Yeah, they're right. Loud.
Our in-jokes are electric.
Mm, indeed.
So let's keep the comedy going.
Yeah, the next guy we've got is somebody equally as influential, which means we all steal his material when he's out of town.
Yes, incredibly jealous of this man.
This guy's awesome. Keith Auberstadt. Give it up for Keith Auberstadt.
Keith Auberstadt. Terrific website, www.keithcomedy.com. He has a couple of CDs out, and we're going to play a selection from one of them, I do believe.
Yeah, this is Appetite for Comedy, which is awesome. And we'll start off with track 2, Weddings. This sounds like college radio.
I am so happy to be here. I'm from Nashville, just down the road, and I love my family to death, but I like to get away. My mom's freaking out because I'm still single. So here's what she does. She gives me little subtle hints. She'll clip out the wedding announcements in the paper, especially those that include my friends from high school. She'll mail them to me. Put a little note in there. Hey, Keith, just thinking about you. So every now and then, I'll mail her a brochure of a nursing home. Maybe an old Newsweek article about the Menendez brothers. Take it easy, Mom. Watch your back. But all my friends are settling down. I just went to a wedding in Alabama a couple of months ago. That was entertaining. I was talking to a couple at the reception. They're housing an exchange student from Spain. What makes me laugh, it's an exchange program. So right now, there's some kid from Alabama in Madrid going, "Como se llama, son bitch?" They say mullet cut.
Woo!
The weddings are fun. I like going to weddings. If I can't make it, if I'm on the road doing comedy or whatever, I'll send a couple a nice card. But the only option you got is something like, "May your love last forever." Yeah, it's nice and everything, but I think Hallmarks give us something a little more realistic from time to time, you know? Hey, congratulations on your marriage. I give it 2 years. $50 says she keeps the house. Right? Everybody loves weddings. Everybody cries. Women will cry at the ceremony. Men, we cry when we hear those two magical words, open bar. You know it's free. That's so right. Catholic weddings. You are guaranteed a party at a Catholic wedding, my friends. It's a drunk fest. Then you go to the reception. There's more here. We didn't have to tailgate at all. Last time I was in Nashville, my friends called me up. "Keith, you're going out tonight?" "Oh, we were going like a club or something." "No, we just read in the paper that some dude named McDougal is marrying some girl named Kavanaugh. So we're going." Catholics can drink. Getting drunk with your friends. You ever get so drunk you want to spend the entire next morning calling your buddies to apologize for your jackass behavior? But you can't because you're only allowed to make like one phone call. That's kind of a buzzkill, isn't it? That's crazy. I got a friend who does Goldschlager shots. He loves Goldschlager. His reasoning is this: Goldschlager rocks because it smells like mouthwash. So if a cop pulls you over, he won't know you've been drinking. What? "Hey, officer, I know my car is kind of wrapped around a tree, but check it out." "Give me a hug." drunk in New Orleans. You guys ever go to New Orleans?
Yeah!
That is a drink in town, and the girls earn beads by lifting up their shirts. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
Only bad part is that every girl thinks she's eligible. You know the girls that wear like an extra large sweater and it looks like a half shirt? Those girls. New Orleans should have titty police, you know what I mean? Put the shirt down and walk away. Don't want to get hurt. Vegas, I was in Vegas not too long ago. That's a scary place to get drunk. You gotta be careful getting drunk in Vegas because they got wedding chapels all over the place. Dude, things stupid. First thing you do when you wake up from a long night of drinking is look for a ring. Oh, thank God! Thank God I'm still single! Wait, that's a little sore. DUI defense. This guy back in Nashville, maybe you heard of him, named DUI Mike. He's a genius. Puts the kind of law that he practices in his name. Everybody knows the guy. Got a phone number, 1-888 DUI Mike. Isn't that genius? I think more lawyers should do that. You could have guys like Statutory Tom. Looks 18. Put that on R. Kelly's speed dial. But please be careful. Give somebody the keys if you're drinking. Be responsible. Nobody wants me to be the DD when we're out in a big group because they don't want to get in my car. 1992 Saturn. Right, back off, ladies. That's right. It's real funny now, but 8 more payments. Oh, yeah. This is what my horn sounds like right here. Who is that going to intimidate? Nobody. Cut me off, bastard. Got a keychain that honks when I lock up, so I love valet parking the Saturn because the guy will park it. Think I just parked a camel fart. Where's your car, sir? 92 camel fart, right over there. Hey, in case you missed it, folks, my last name is Alberstadt, which in telemarketer language is pronounced Mr. Abercrat. Mr. All-Star Back. My personal favorite, Mr. Monistat. Good evening, is this Mr. Monistat? No, it's his roommate, Mr. Massengill. You're lucky Mr. Mydoll didn't answer the phone. He's a little cranky.
Awesome. All right, yeah. Comedy.
Keith, that was outstanding. That was outstanding. You are listening to xradio.biz/Nashville.
Nashville Music City.
Nashville Music City.
You know, we're working hard to get the city council to rename Nashville Comedy Town, Wackyville, or
yes.
Funnyburg.
I like New Funnyburg.
But they've resisted. I don't know why.
I'm moving. I'm going to move.
You're going to move to a place with a silly name.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's comforting.
Crossville.
Yes, or maybe Bicycle Horn, Massachusetts. That's a novelty.
We'll enjoy that.
Oh, we've got somebody on the phone right now.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to just put somebody random on there?
Yeah, let's talk to him.
Dude, let's do this.
I hope it's the guy we called.
He's gone? No. Well, that's unfortunate. Well.
If you do want to call 1-877-X-RADIO-8.
You're out of your mind.
But be prepared. We may get nervous and just hang up on you.
Yeah. Or for real people who don't spell with their phone, 1-877-972-3468-QB3.
That's easy to remember.
Yeah, that's much better.
I think the two extra letters in the number are going to confuse our listeners.
Well, that wasn't my intention.
But we are having a lot of fun. Keith Alberstadt, man.
Keith
that
is
guy
great, man.
Is a fantastic comic. He's been on Bob and Tom recently, and he was on John Boy and Billy and Ludi Lou and Dieter D.
Those
in the
guys
mornings.
Are good.
And
you know, he's been
Catholic.
He is Catholic.
He is Catholic, and that's led to a lot of Catholic-based humor from him.
I am not Catholic.
No.
And that's why I like it.
But you still tell jokes about Catholics, which seems inappropriate. But
well, I am generally inappropriate.
That's true.
And blasphemous, I think is the word.
Well, it's an honor to share a little bit.
With a smile.
That's true. Blasphemy with a smile. That's Chad Ryan. Give it up for Chad for being completely evil.
For doing nothing and sitting here. Great. Well, it's just like every other aspect of my life.
Fantastic, Chad. Thank you so much. Now, we do have a lot of local comics are in the house or
in the hizzy.
The Heezy? What is it now? Heezy? Hism?
It's Hizzle.
Hazzlecracker.
Hizzle.
The Hizzle?
Hizzle.
This Hizzle is very exciting. This is kind of an online Hizzle.
There's 6,000 people listening right now. 6,000.
6,000 people. Funny, that was 8,000 earlier. 2,000 bailed rapidly when we started talking.
Well, that's unfair.
And that's a good feeling, America.
That's science.
That is science. Now, we do have our special guest. By the way, let's reintroduce Chad Ryden.
Hi,
your
I'm
host.
Chad Ryden.
I'm Jesse Perry of MangyDog.com, MangyDog.com. And our special guest right now is Mr. B.W. Davis. Give it up for B.W. Davis, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Actually, I call him Billy Wayne Davis.
Yeah, you can call me that. I like that.
Yes, so B.W. does stand for Billy Wayne. I imagine you get some hassle for that.
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
So you aren't going to just go into a bit to spare me? You're going to make it hard for me, even though this is my first show?
Yes.
You are a treat and a privilege.
Thank you.
So BW recently got back from a long jaunt. You were in Dallas.
Dallas, Texas.
And Houston.
Houston, Texas.
And you have, as opposed to Houston, Missouri.
Well, it's totally different places.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, people get them confused a lot.
That's true. But that he does make a good point. Dallas and Houston are different cities.
Separate locales.
Yes.
They're located in different areas.
Hmm.
But you recently have started getting a lot of gigs on the road.
Gig means shows.
Yeah. I didn't mean to use industry lingo.
Yeah, you're using the biz.
So we'll use non-industry lingo. So you go out and do your skits. And
you stand and talk.
Yeah, you stand
mostly.
And talk and act funny, as they call it. And why don't you tell the people where you're going to be appearing in the next few weeks?
I'll be in Richmond, Virginia at the Funny Bone next week. That's Thursday through Sunday. After that, I'm traveling down to West Palm Beach, Florida at the Improv. So if you're listening there, come out and see me. And if you actually listen, I'll get you in free. See, I know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
He knows nobody's
already
listening.
Already throwing
listening.
His power. Yes. Yeah, well played.
Because no one's listening.
Nice.
But it will be on the podcast, so if you got your pods.
I think once people cast their pods, it's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah. Podcasting's fun.
Yeah, I like just the thought of the pod, being able to put things on your pod.
Casting a pod?
The pod people, casting with the pods.
I think drinking's going to go out of style.
No. You'll be drunk while you're casting pods. That's how fishing got so
That's how I got through
exactly.
high school.
You just cast those pods out there and kick back and have a brewster. Just
wait for the funny to arrive.
And we're still waiting.
Mm.
So, BW, now how don't you, for some of the aspiring comics and people who want to know more about what Shakespeare called the biz, how did you get all of these gigs?
I think the term is coattails.
Coattails, yes.
I ride them. I learned how to ride them.
You glommed.
Yes.
Onto a bright star, much like the parasite feeds off of the baleen whale.
BJ's, yeah.
BJ, okay, good. That's terrific. Now, I think, you know, a lot of people, because I know people often ask starting out comics, they say, where do I go get famous? Or how do I suddenly become a headliner even though I perform once? So it's not that easy, is it?
No.
For one thing, it does take luck and timing, I guess.
Yeah, you got to be in the right place at the right time.
Along with being funny, of course.
That, well.
But how did you meet Ralphie May?
I was emceeing at Zany's, and he came in, and I worked with him, and then we got to know each other, and we went out a couple times. And
you had sex, didn't you?
No, BJ's.
Okay.
BJ's. Yeah. So
that's how you get
kind of
get places.
Yeah. This is known as the third base rule of comedy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to go all the way because then you're banned for life.
I did. I had a brief affair with Louis Anderson,
which is why.
Back in 1992, and, you know, I haven't made it because he gave me all of his jokes. So, I'm catty. Rawr. This kitten's got claws, people. So, how did you get the gigs in Texas with Ralphie? You
were performing, how'd they go?
You were emceeing at Zany's.
Yes.
And
he,
Ralphie, you met Ralphie.
He liked my style. He dug my vibe. And, like...
Dug your vibe.
I'm in the biz now, baby. Hollywood.
Doing drum circles in the green room now? What the hell's happening?
Yes.
Yes, I am. So what? So you went to...
Chad's leaving.
How was Houston? You performed at the Laugh Stop, home of Sam Kennison, Bill Hicks, so many wonderful comics. How was it for you?
That stage is amazing down there. It's kind of elevated, and the room's just really, it's closed in, so when there are a lot of people in there... It's hard not to be funny.
So it's like the sound is on top of you.
Yeah, it's vibrating the whole time you're up there. It's great.
Now, you have been to the Houston open mics.
Yes.
Right. Now, if you come to Nashville, we have every Tuesday the longest running open mic in Nashville, the Bar Car.
Bar Car.
Cumming Station, yes.
All right.
And we are there every week at 8, some of great traveling comics. New open micers. It's a
and some lunatics
mix. and some lunatics. How does the Bar Car compare to the Houston open mic that you attended?
Well, first of all, it doesn't last 8 hours.
Yes, ours only asked six.
It's a strict six. There are like 75 comics there.
75. Really?
Yeah, it starts at 7. Oh, the phone's ringing.
Uh oh.
Shiny. Sorry. But. Just as a whole, the Nashville scene, I feel, has better comics.
Yes. I would agree with that, even though I've never been there.
Yeah.
Hey, I believe we've got...
But there's some great comics in Houston, too, but there's...
But they don't like you now that you've demeaned them.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think Tim Northern...
I'm just kidding.
Tim Northern may be on the line. Do we have him?
We did. You guys talked too long.
Oh. Well, that's unfortunate.
This sounds weird in my
Sorry, head. I didn't mean to broadcast.
So. Guys, you want to play? Let's play another track of some actual comedy.
Yeah, Chad, you're in a position to judge.
I know. ChadRiden.com. Okay, so let's play a track. Do you have that other CD I gave you, Andy? There's another CD I gave her. Oh, yeah, that track one, loaded up, ready to go. This is Jesse Perry, actually.
Yay.
From earlier this year. I hate that guy. It's
not
unfortunate. This is the only track we got, though. Let's go ahead and play.
Hey, there's...
Our next comic out, very, very funny guy. I'm glad to have him here. Improvisational genius. It's true. Please give a very warm welcome to Jesse Perry.